Hello, welcome to Slovak Ancestry, the podcast about genealogy, family history and heritage. We are going to talk here with the people from all around the world with the connection to Slovakia and their interesting search for their ancestors. The more I am learning about the people that left, the more I think we should be aware of our roots and where we came from. My name is Michal Rázus and this podcast is created with the support of podcast industry. It is a big pleasure for me to welcome in our today's podcast not only well-reputed genealogist, famous author of 9 books, lecturer, speaker on conferences, instructor, but also good friend of mine, Lisa Alzo. Hello, Lisa. Is that you?
I did it. Yeah.
Welcome. It's great to hear you.
Yay. Nice to hear you too.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
Yeah, doing great. It's fantastic that I can speak with you also here on this podcast. I would like to ask, you were born in Pittsburgh, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And I grew up in Pittsburgh in a town called Duquesne. It was a big steel town for the steel industry, the Carnegie steel industry.
Yes, it's like until today, it's still like an official Slovak capital of the United States. And I think there is still like strong Slovak community. How do you remember growing in Pittsburgh and also in your family? Were you aware about your Slovak or Rusyn roots?
Well, it was a wonderful experience, a very close-knit family, both sides of my family. And so my both sets of grandparents were immigrants. So my father's parents and my mother's parents. And the interesting thing is they eventually ended up living next door to each other. And so when I grew up, unfortunately, my father's parents, I didn't know. My grandfather died before I was born and my grandmother died when I was 2, but I was very close with my mother's parents, but my aunt then lived in my paternal grandparents' house. So visits down to my grandparents' house, I would also go to my dad's sister next door. And so we were a very close-knit family on both sides and still are.
I see. And did you keep your Slovak heritage or Slovak roots? Or did they kept their Slovak heritage when you were growing?
Absolutely. My Slovak grandmother definitely kept all the traditions, and so did my aunt. My aunts, you know, we always holidays, typical Slovak traditions for Christmas Eve and for Easter and just family gatherings every Friday night, pretty much at my grandmother's house. So we would have all the traditional foods. I remember Sunday would always be, you know, chicken soup and whatever else my grandmother would make, homemade bread. And then Friday nights we would have halushki, and we would, of course, at the holidays, my grandmother and my mother, they would cook all the traditional foods. And my most favorite thing was Easter, because my grandmother would make Pascha and she would make the traditional prudka, and we would go to church and have our baskets blessed. And so we would have all the traditional Easter foods. And so that was always a very special memory for me growing up.
Yes. Were your family in touch with some relatives here in Slovakia?
Well, that is an interesting story. So growing up, I never really comprehended, you know, life beyond our family in Duquesne. So I know that my aunts kept in touch with some relatives, but the connection to Slovakia actually sort of dissipated, through the generations. And, you know, it wasn't until 2008 when out of the blue, one of my Alzo cousins had contacted me, and her name was Renata, and she was living in London at the time, and she still does. And she found my blog, which is called The Accidental Genealogist, and she messaged me and said, I think our grandfathers were brothers. And she said, my parents still live in Kuchin, which was the village my grandfather came from. And my grandfather was his brother Andre. And so she had correspondence and pictures that my grandfather had sent back to the family. And of course, I had some pictures and not really letter. I didn't have any letters or anything, but I had other information that had been passed on in the family. And since I'm the genealogist, all of the papers and all of the information, photographs did come to me eventually. And so as we explored our connection, we did find out indeed that our two grandfathers were brothers and they had kept in touch. But that was sort of where the correspondence ended, you know, after my aunts passed away, my dad's sisters passed away. And so we really didn't have any contact. And on my maternal side, pretty much the contact was broken. And there, not to my recollection, were there any letters that my mother ever showed me or knew about. So it was very interesting that my discoveries sort of came later in my work as a genealogist, but they've been wonderful discoveries.
Now you are one of the best known ambassadors of Slovak genealogy and culture, and you are doing a fantastic job in this field in America. What was that spark that lighted that fire that you said to yourself, this is going to be my job, I'm going to make a living out of it?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I sort of fell into genealogy through the back door, which is why I call myself the accidental genealogist and why I started my blog of that same name, because I never knew what genealogy was really. We were really the family of our generation. So, and I didn't speak Slovak, which is one of my biggest regrets, not really learning the language. My parents spoke. And so, but my grandmother didn't speak very good English. So I never really talked to her. I never asked her any questions about her life or anything like that. And so, like many people in the United States, I watched the show Roots when it was on in the 1970s. But at that age, I wasn't interested. And so my interest began when I was in graduate school at the University of Pittsburgh. I was studying for a master's of fine arts in nonfiction writing. And one of the classes I opted to take was called The Literature of Pittsburgh. And one of the books that we were assigned to read was Out of This Furnace by Thomas Bell, B-E-L-L, the novel published in 1947. And as I read through that, I noticed a lot of, you know, similarities with stories I had heard in my own family. And so at the time, my grandmother had already passed away, but I asked my mother questions about the family, and she had a lot of information. She had documents that she had saved from my grandparents, and she had bits and pieces of information that they had told her over the years. And so I needed a topic for my thesis. And I wanted to take what Thomas Bell did, but do it from the female perspective. And I wanted to write about my grandmother being the immigrant to the U.S. and about my mother being the first generation American. And then sort of my story, learning about the lives of these two women. And so as I did that, I wrote that as my thesis, and I ended up turning it in to my book called Three Slovak Women. And so around 2000 or so, I started corresponding with other genealogists, and I got to learn about the Czechoslovak Genealogical Society International, and they were having a conference in Pittsburgh in 2001. And so I applied to be a speaker, and that was sort of my first step into the career as I know it today. I was always a writer. I was studying to be a writer. I had worked in different jobs in publishing and writing, but I never envisioned that genealogy and writing would sort of mesh into a career. And so the more I started speaking and the more exposure my book had, more people would get in contact with me. And so it just ended up, I started writing for more commercial magazines, and then also applying to speak at other conferences. And so now it's evolved into this writing, speaking, and teaching career that I just never would have imagined at the time I set out to get my master's of writing in nonfiction.
This is wonderful. Are you feeling that you are living your dream, that you are doing what you always liked and wanted and were interested in?
Yes, that would be accurate. As I said, it's an interesting job because I do so many different things. And so every day is something different. It's either, doing an interview like this with you, or teaching an online course, or preparing a presentation or a webinar, going to conferences, of course, when we were able to do those in person, and then writing articles and really trying to spark people's interest in Eastern European genealogy and in Slovak genealogy in particular, because when I started out, there wasn't the internet resources that we have now. It was a little more difficult to get information. And as things have changed and evolved in genealogy in general, I think there are so many more opportunities now for people to discover their roots. And so I've been very fortunate that I've been a part of that environment that helps people do that.
I also like very much and appreciate that you are dedicating a part of your work to the women's genealogy, because we often hear about miners and steel workers, and it's all about this hard work, and sometimes the women are like in a little bit behind it. And also it's probably harder to trace them, because of course they change the surnames and they do not have the draft cards like men, so there are maybe sometimes also a little bit less records to do the genealogy about the women.
Absolutely. That was my inspiration. And I always say probably wasn't the smartest thing to do to start with my female ancestor looking back. But again, I didn't really know much about doing genealogy research when I started. So I really learned on my feet. I really learned, what to do and how to do it with great colleagues and mentors and resources. And then I just started doing more research into the female lines. And but it was very special because knowing my grandmother as she was, as my grandmother, and then learning all the aspects of her life that I didn't really know about until I, interviewed my mother several times and talked to my aunts and uncles and learned, family dynamics, and then started the research in the records. And then finally going back to her village in 2010 to finally go back to Milpoš in the Prešov area there to see her village and to walk in her footsteps. That was probably one of the most amazing days of my life because I'd never felt I was a true genealogist until I actually went back to my ancestral homeland. So I felt that it was complete then when I did that.
That was that cherry on the pie. I can believe it completely. How do you perceive, or how do you look at the ethnicity of your grandparents or of your other ancestors? Were they Slovaks? Were they Rusins? Or was it a mix of it?
It was a mix. Yeah. So my grandparents, especially my maternal grandfather, came from a distinctive Rusyn village, which was Osternia. And so they never used the term Rusyn in any of their, identification, or I never heard that mentioned. And it was only until I had met some other genealogists, so through the Carpatho-Rusyn Society and in 1994, another genealogist, Megan Smolenyak, and I, our families are both from Osternia, and we went to Barton, Ohio, where my grandfather lived and where my grandparents were married. And we went to the church there, and I actually met a man who attended my grandparents' wedding there at that church. He was about 5 or 6 years old when he attended the wedding. And so I learned about my Rusyn roots from the Carpatho-Rusyn Society, learning what a Rusyn was. And so it was very interesting. And I'm proud of all of my ethnic makeup. So I'm happy to say I'm Slovak, I'm Rusyn, and whatever else may turn up in. I haven't had any like major surprises in with my DNA results, but it's very interesting when you kind of understand how people did move and migrate back in those times where you may not think so. And so I really embrace all of my ethnic heritage, and I just think that, it makes me who I am.
To make now the bridge to the present from the past, You mentioned that you visited Slovakia already a couple of times. And did you make here any connections? You mentioned Renata. Did you meet any other family members or make any other trips or connections? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes. So that was the most amazing part of the whole journey. So when I first went in 2010, and that was the first time I met you when we had that meal in Prešov, and you know, I met Renata and her family. So this was my paternal grandfather's family. And I never knew about any of these folks. I never knew that they were there. And they embraced me, and it was just a wonderful experience. And then I went back in 2012 because I wasn't able to visit my maternal grandfather's village in Osternia. And so when I hired you to take me and we went there, that was just an amazing experience, just going physically to the village and looking at records and doing all the genealogy part. But that the most amazing part of that trip was when we went to Podolinitz and we met the cousins that I didn't even know I had by chance, by being in that records office and having that young lady take us to visit one of the descendants of my grandfather's sister. You know, my grandfather's sister stayed in Slovakia, and pretty much none of my family back here in the States really knew anything about her. And spending that afternoon with the two wonderful ladies there, just seeing that they even had a family tree. And it was just such a surprise to me to meet family members that I just knew nothing about. So I like to call that my "who do you think you are" moment, because, you know, it was knocking on their door and, you know, this woman just embraced me and I was just so happy to find somebody.
So how many trips to Slovakia you made already since then?
So I've made three total, one in 2010, one in 2012, and then the last one was in 2019. And that was sort of wearing my genealogist family history educator hat, because it wasn't really my research trip. I had three cousins go along with me, my cousin Jack and his wife and his sister. And so my cousin Jack was the son of my dad's sister. And so he wanted to find his paternal side of the family. And so it just so happened that I was going to London in 2019 to present at Roots Tech, and Renata and her husband live in London. So we decided I was going to visit her a bit. And then at the last minute, my cousin decided he wanted to go along, and he said, "By the way, can we go to Slovakia?" And I said, "Sure." And so we went, and we only spent a few days there, but he at least got to visit his ancestral villages and find out some more information. He unfortunately didn't really connect with anybody immediately that he could identify as a close relative, but he learned more than he knew going into the trip and some things about the villages and so forth. And so I was very happy to take him on that journey to see his paternal ancestral villages. And then, of course, we did make some time to see our family in Kuchin as well and do some other exploring just in that local area. And, you know, so I was really happy to go back for that third visit.
Are you planning to come again to Slovakia as soon as the situation in the world will be back in normal, hopefully?
I would love to, and explore and, of course, visit the cousins, you know, that I have been in touch with. And it's always wonderful to see something new and learn something new. And just want to mention to your listeners, especially those who are just starting maybe to explore their Slovak roots or, you know, just getting interested in genealogy, there's always something new to find. You're never done with genealogy. Just when you think that there's nothing new to find, and I've discovered cousins that I didn't know I had. I've discovered information, and so even on my last trip, I was able to discover a piece of information about my paternal grandmother's brother that I didn't previously have before by chance meeting with the mayor in Posha. And so you never know where that answer lies. And so anytime that you have an opportunity to explore more records or even just go back and learn about the history and culture, it really enhances not only you as a genealogist, but you as a person, and to learn things about your ancestors that you may not have known before. And so I think, you know, I would definitely love to go back. And I believe that my cousin's even interested in going back too. And maybe if that would work out, we would maybe make some more trips, and maybe I can get some other family members interested as well. So we'll see how that works out.
Wow. These are very nice and encouraging words. I'm sure that you just inspired many people to start digging for their roots. And I'm sure that also many people would like to see you in person or meet you live, or maybe attend any of your courses. Where can they find you? Or do you have a website, or do you do some workshops?
So yes, my website is lisaalzo.com, LISAALZO.com. I also have a website where I offer genealogy courses, and that's called researchwriteconnect.com. And of course, my blog is theaccidentalgenealogist.com. But I speak now online, and I have done in-person conferences, but many of the events are virtual this year. So you will find me as a speaker for the Czechoslovak Genealogical Society International Virtual Conference in October of this year. And so you can go to cgsi.org and find out more information about that conference. But I will be giving 4 presentations there. One is a joint presentation with my cousin Renata, and we're going to be talking about the strengths of Slovaks and what they've endured, you know, as a people. And so that is one of the presentations I'm most looking forward to in this virtual event. But you can find me online and at many different virtual events as well.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great. Is there anything else that we should mention?
Well, I do want to just reiterate what I said about exploring all avenues in your research as a genealogist. And, you know, when I started, as I mentioned, I didn't have the luxury of all the websites that we have to discover the initial information. And it's really important. And I'm sure you know, as you tell this to your clients and those that you help, is that you really have to dig as much as you can on this side of the ocean first and understand, you know, specifically where your ancestors came from, learn a little bit about the geography and the history and so forth. And then I do recommend, if you can travel, to definitely make plans to visit. Also, to be open to any information that you may discover. And, you know, whether that's, you know, through DNA testing and something that you find out through that means, or by going and meeting people in the villages, meeting your family, learning the stories. And that was what I said earlier, is that, and of course, not everybody has the money, the time, or the ability to travel. And so that's why those offering services like you do, Michael, are very important to help people who might not be able to do that. But if you can do that, you can discover so much more information than really just sitting and only doing it on your own, you know, on the computer. And what I mean by that is I discovered so many interesting stories in my family tree. But then when I went to Slovakia, I had them verified either by records or by, you know, talking to living relatives who remembered people. And one of the things that I discovered, actually two really interesting things, is I thought my paternal grandfather was the first of any of my relatives to come to the U.S. in 1910. But as it turns out, his father had actually gone to the U.S. to work a couple of times and went back. So he earned money and went back then to the family, and eventually ended up buying some of the land. And so this birds of passage was an interesting concept. And also, my other paternal great-grandfather came to the U.S. as well in the 1890s, but eventually went back. So you make assumptions about your family, and then you learn through more research that other things had happened. And so I learned that about my great-grandfather. And then I also learned about a famous priest that's in my family, Jan Mastalak, and he's from Nizhny Rabovets, and he is connected to me through my great-grandmother, paternal great-grandmother. So with collaborative research with my cousin Renata, we traced that family line, and it's a very interesting family line. But I went to the monastery where he is buried, and we went there together and took pictures of his grave there. And it was really interesting to learn the whole story about his life. And quite separate from that particular research, I had learned that his father had been killed in an unfortunate circumstance here in the United States, in Pittsburgh. And I had the background information, but as it turned out, his body was taken to my grandfather. My grandfather was really just a fairly new immigrant at that time. You know, he had been here about 6 years, maybe. But my grandfather was responsible for his burial. And I never knew what the connection was until I had met Renata, and we met the daughter of my grandfather's sister, who had stayed back in Slovakia. And she led us down the path to research more into this. And so we found the connection. And for anybody that's interested, you can go on to the MyHeritage.com Facebook group, and you can learn about the research process that we went through to find the connection. We did a Facebook Live on that in March. And so those are the things I just want to stress, is that by going over and either doing research yourself or hiring somebody who knows the records, but going there physically and experiencing and meeting people and talking to people, it just opens up more doors and more information. And then the last thing I just want to say is, with genealogy, you're never done, and you never know when that surprise is going to appear, whether that new relative appears or a piece of information that was not available before suddenly comes to light, and you're able to make the connection and solve those puzzles. And so I just say to those who, you know, are struggling with, you know, research challenges or don't know how to get started, the thrill is in the hunt. And the more you find out, the more you want to know. So I'm still solving mysteries, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it both personally and professionally.
Well, thank you very much. This was a beautiful ending of our today's podcast. So thank you very much for coming, and I wish you a lot of successful discoveries and many new stories.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was all for today, and I am looking forward to you next week. You were listening to Slovak Ancestry podcast with Michal Rázus, created with the support of Podcast Industry. You can find us at Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. If you have an interesting family story and you would like to share it, feel free to contact me via email in the description.